Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has recognized Venezuela's opposition presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, as the winner of the country's disputed election. The United States applauds the Venezuelan people for their participation in the July 28th presidential election, despite significant challenges, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement. At least 12 million Venezuelans peacefully went to the polls and exercised one of the most powerful rights given to people in any democracy, the right to vote. Unfortunately, the vote count was deeply flawed, and the outcome does not represent the will of the Venezuelan people. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel noted that the sum of more than the 80% of the tally sheets published by the Democratic opposition and received directly from polling stations show that Edmundo Gonzalez received an overwhelming majority of the votes in this election.
The CNE's rapid declaration of Maduro as the winner comes with no supporting evidence. And meanwhile, Venezuelan opposition and civil society provided decisive evidence showing that Edmundo Gonzalez received a majority of the votes in this election.
Independent observers have corroborated these facts, and this outcome was also supported by Election Day exit polls and quick counts. As the independent Carter Center's observation mission reported, the CNE's failure to provide the precinct-level official results, as well as irregularities throughout the process, have stripped the CNE's announced outcome of any credibility. Given the overwhelming evidence, said Secretary Blinken, it is clear to the United States, and most importantly to the Venezuelan people, that Edmundo Gonzalez won the most votes in Venezuela's July 28th presidential election. The United States also rejects Maduro's threats to arrest opposition leaders, including Edmundo Gonzalez and Maria Corina Machado, as an undemocratic attempt to repress political participation and retain power. The safety and security of the Democratic opposition leaders and members must be protected, stressed Secretary Blinken. He added, all Venezuelans arrested while peacefully exercising their right to participate in the electoral process or demand transparency in the tabulation and announcement of results should be released immediately. We congratulate Edmundo Gonzalez on his successful campaign, said Secretary Blinken. Now is the time for the Venezuelan parties to begin discussions on a respectful, peaceful transition in accordance with Venezuelan electoral law and the wishes of the Venezuelan people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.